ticket.
Okay, everybody gather round. It's time for the big pen. Pull down. Kick out your heels. Jump up and down. Shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big pen, hold down. Gotta have a collar you can trust.
All right, it is time for the pig pen.
All right, this is going to be group participation pig pen, and this segment's going to be about farts.
Oh, all right.
No, you're in because you have a story to tell. I brought this up with you guys earlier in the week.
Yep.
And I was thinking about this. We all have defining moments in our lives. And we all remember
going to be about farts.
Our first kiss, our first car, our first car accident.
God, I wish I remembered my first fart.
Well, why would you? You don't have memories until you're like three. But anyway, I want every one of us to go back into our memory banks and think about the defining fart moment in your life, the one that stands out when you think about a fart, whether it came from you or someone else. You had to be in the room, in proximity, and there to tell the story. Who would like to go first?
I mean, I can.
Let's do it.
Okay.
This is Corby's defining fart moment in his life.
Yes,
take
my
one.
My name's Corby. I work for the Ticket, and this is my story of farts. It could have been any number of times I was with my high school friends, and we would be crammed into the back of a Cutlass or something like that. And you knew you had something horrible that was going to happen, and you would just hold your laughter in because you knew you were getting ready to just destroy the car, and people were just going to freak out. Like, I still cry laugh over moments like that of when I polluted a car with my high school friends, and you couldn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the definer was in 1981 or 2. I would have been about 11, and my friend Ben Henderson and I, we were in the back of his dad, Don, hi Don, of his maroon Good Times van. He was an Aggie. And so we had one of those big vans, and we were taking a trip to Colorado.
Right.
And this is back before where everybody had to wear seat belts. And so in the back of the van, there was a bench system.
Yep.
Along the back end. So in the very back, there would be just benches along either side, and then a back row bench that was perpendicular to the ones on the side.
Incredibly safe for children.
And we would sit back, and there would be a table in the middle, and we would sit back there and play cards and just hang out. You know, I mean, it was like a rolling living room. And so we had stopped. We had stopped to eat somewhere, and it did not agree with me at all.
Uh-oh!
So we're traveling up who knows what road going to Colorado, and I remember being in close proximity to Colorado, like within a couple of hours of where we were going, whatever mountain town we were going to, and I start letting fly. And at first, it was affecting... Now, this is a series, Danny. It's just, I have to combine a couple.
That's fine.
But... I'm, like, freaking out. Ben and his brother John, we're all in the car together. And just, it's terrible. Awful. And they're, you know, they're busting my balls, and I'm laughing again, like, to the point of crying. When all of a sudden, that car, and remember, the parents are so far up front, you can't even carry on a conversation with them.
Right.
All right? The car, literally, in the middle of a highway, pulls over going, like, 80. And this is not, like, a casual stop. The brakes are, like, slammed on. We all go, like, flying up to the front of the car because they stop so quick. The front door opens. The passenger door opens. The mom gets out, Brenda. The door flies open to the cubby where we all are. She opens the door and looks at me as I'm on the ground because it threw me up in the front of the van. She goes, "If you fart one more time, I'm leaving your ass right here on the side of the road." And I was like, oh. I'm sorry. It was horrid. And it was traveling to the front of the car at warp speed. And I literally pulled a car over.
And emptied it.
Of adults, yes.
So they had to pull over to give you that information?
Yes. Yep.
Did they evacuate the vehicle?
No, she just said, that's it.
And did this put the necessary fear in you where you refrained from...
Yeah.
Any further flatulence?
Yeah, and then I got the holders, which is not good for your body.
Uh-huh.
So, that was it.
Mike?
Which story do you want? I got several of these.
Just pick your favorite.
Okay.
The one's infamous.
Yeah, one's been told on the air a million times.
You clearing the booth at a Ranger game is
yes.
The most infamous story we've heard.
Mike made an entire press box evacuate.
Like, and it's such a legendary story. I remember, I'll never forget what you ate.
Yeah,
like
I know what you had for lunch and dinner that day.
Yeah.
And this was 27 years ago.
Let's see, this was Super Salads and Solly's or something like that.
Yes, it was the black bean soup from Super Salads for lunch. And then for dinner, you had the lasagna at Solly's.
Yeah, over off Garland Road.
And the mixture of the two created such a toxic combination that you released and forced an entire room of men...
out of the room.
Out of the room.
Right.
Well, they couldn't fight through it.
I was on the business end of another similar situation once. And this, too, was in the very cramped confines of a car.
Yeah. A van?
No, this was a car. This is a car that I was playing in. I was playing in Gypsy Rider with a couple of the guys who were in the infamous Felix picture. And it was me and two of them. And we were in Colorado.
God,
things turn
there you
out.
Go.
All right.
That mountain air will do it to you.
Yep.
Altitude will make your release.
Mountain air will do it to you. And we were in very close quarters and very close proximity. And at that time, when you were on the road with a band, you pretty much knew where everybody was and what everybody was doing at all times. When they were eating, you were eating. And I thought I was pretty well up to speed on this, so I was not expecting anything like this, but one of the guys was driving. I was in the back, and all of a sudden, the guy who was riding shotgun, and I mean, it was like there was this cosmic message that we both received from out of the sky, where at the very instant we turned and looked at each other like this,
just glaring at each other.
Glaring at each other. And then we turned to look to the guy that was driving. And it was about that time where he just fell apart and laughed.
I like how you refer to a fart as a cosmic message.
Yeah. Kind of is.
That's what it was. Oh. I mean, it came from so far out of the... I mean, there was nothing at all that I know of anyway. And like I say, we were in close proximity at all times. I knew what these guys were up to. They knew what I was up to. I knew where they'd been. They knew where I'd been.
Mm-hmm.
About the only time we were away from each other was when we were in the bathroom. And I don't know, for him, something awful might have been going on. And it might have been his big idea to just spring this on us and see what would happen. But we had to pull the car over and roll down the window and sit in the freezing winter Colorado air for about 15 minutes before any of us dared to try to get in there again and see what was going on.
And then you got back in?
We got back in.
Mm-hmm.
And
were there remnants?
We probably went about another mile before we couldn't take it anymore and had to pull over again. And this time we waited about another 20 minutes. And after that, we were able to get in and continue along okay.
Man, that is staying power right there.
Boy, it was.
The cosmic message.
Man, I got to tell you, when it comes to farts, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, even what I did and the mess that I made, which I will gladly own, you know, at the ticket, if you're capable of that kind of flatulence, you own it, you live with it, and you are proud of it. That makes you able to stand alongside everybody else.
It's a badge of honor.
Yes, it is the badge of honor. So I'm very proud of what I was able to do, but what I was able to do does not stand up alongside that.
Impressive.
Yes, well, that is the work of Johnny Marshall.
Congratulations, Johnny.
Yeah, way to go, Johnny.
I'm sure he's real happy to have that announced on the radio. All right, mine goes back to the eighth grade. I lived in a town called Knox City where K through 5 and 9 through 12 went to the Knox City school system. We were consolidated with a town called O'Brien, which was 3 miles away, and that's where you would go to middle school, which was 5 through 8. Mm-hmm. So they would bus us from Knox City to O'Brien because the majority of kids lived in Knox City. O'Brien was a very, very tiny, tiny little town with a small middle school that we would bus over. So every day for 4 years, you would meet at the school bus in the morning, and it would take the entire student body in the bus. So you got about 100 kids on this bus, 60, 70, 100, something like that.
Okay.
And in the summer, we had gotten a new kid in school. A tall, skinny black kid named Aaron Flanders. Aaron Flanders was always late to get on the bus, and it made the bus driver, Mr. Brown, very, very angry. And he was always mad at Aaron Flanders for holding up the rest of the class, okay? So we're all sitting on this bus. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, ready to make the little five-minute trip to O'Brien so we could all go to our class. Aaron Flanders gets on the bus, always the last one on, but today he's in a particularly good mood. And if you can just imagine Jimmy Walker from Good Times, that's the only thing I can equate what this kid looked like. Real okay. Tall, real skinny. And you know how Walker would walk across the room with the whole jive turkey,
walk.
Real animated. Aaron Flanders, for whatever reason this day, walked on the bus with that walk. And about five aisles in, and I'm a little bit past halfway, you hear the fart begin. And it's basically the length of the Step Brothers fart. So as he's walking through, passing the aisles of kids, they're hearing this continuation of this 30-second fart that's real high-pitched, like that... Like one of those.
It sounds like an insect.
Yes. And he's walking and he's strutting and everybody's like, oh my God, and laughing because it just sounded so hilarious. He gets to the very back of the bus and sits down. And that's when the cosmic message hit us. It was the most foul, putrid, disgusting thing you have ever smelled in your life. And every kid, you would have thought that the bus had caught on fire because the entire student body exited and went outside, covering their faces, choking.
He evacuated a bus?
He evacuated an entire school bus with a 30-second fart. Even Mr. Brown, the bus driver, evacuated, and I'll never forget, he's standing out there, and we're all coughing and laughing, and Mr. Brown looks, and Aaron Flanders is still on the bus. Mr. Brown yells back at the school bus, and he says, gee, damn it, Aaron, you're going to make us all wait. Aaron stands up, looks out at the student body, and I S you not, turns around and moonwalks from the back of the bus all the way down the aisle to the front of the bus, gets to the front of the bus, and does like a Michael Jackson spin move and takes a bow.
Did everybody applaud?
Yes, we did. We all applauded. We laughed. We cried. It was the singular greatest fart moment in my life. And every time I tell that story, people are dying laughing.
He
and if you can
a bus.
And if you can see me act out the visual when I tell this story to friends throughout the years, it makes it better because you can just see the movements. But the moonwalk was the exclamation point. And we waited about 5 minutes before we were able to get back on the thing because it was so terrible.
Man, the pride.
Oh.
Dog next year is coming up.
If that guy's not in jail, I hope that he remembers that and tells that story to his friends.
You need to Facebook find him.
I'm going to look for him.
You're good at finding people on Facebook.
Yeah.
Find that guy, man. That's awesome.
All right. Well, that's the pin, bruh.
All right. Nice work. Let's take a microphone around and talk to humans next.